WNST, Towson Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. We are positively into Super Bowl time. We're usually at Radio Row. I would be in Arizona all this week if it were not for those who issue credentials. And after 28 years, I am uncredentialed. I'm unlicensed, unfiltered, and back at home on the homestead, but presenting this week 28 years worth of the greatest hits, the best of Radio Row and all the years, all the places, cold places, warm places, friendly places, not so friendly places, Super Bowls we won, Super Bowls we didn't participate in, Super Bowls we should have gone to, all that stuff happening this week will be out at Baltimore Positive. So if you have any recollection of the time I sat down with Joe Namath or Randall Cunningham or Adam Sandler or Chris Rock or Mike Ditka or Deacon Jones or Joe Namath or whoever, you'll find it at BaltimorePositive.com this week. This guy keeps the website going as I have put up some words this week in regard to the NFL and why I'm not in Phoenix this week and why I'm on East Coast time, freezing my butt off back here. Mike Rosenfeld is our chief digital officer and chief leader here of all things, especially. And, you know, much like me, you own the website crash back in September when the original Chad Steele thing came down and I had my Ravens credential taken away. I'm assuming I won't be making it to the owners meetings of the combine in the coming months here, Mike. So this Super Bowl week, I will be here with you making wise decisions and eating bean dip as I watch the Kansas City Chiefs and the Philadelphia Eagles. You got any rooting interest in this one, man?
Not yet. I'm in a fun, air quotes, football pool.
Oh, one of those black pool things for $500. I mean, not that kind of pool.
No, okay. Fun.
Fun. Okay. Yeah.
That's coming down to the wire. That I need to get a win. So whoever I pick is who I have going to have the rooting interest in. I am not sad, bitter, I guess you'd say, that the Bengals didn't make it to the Super Bowl. You know, my wife has a very dear friend that she grew up with that has been living in Cincinnati with her husband for 30 years. And since they've beaten us maybe three out of the last four games or whatever, sends us two-day text.
It's a big deal there now, right? Like all of a sudden it's big in Cincinnati.
Yeah. I mean, look, they're not our rival. That's like nice to be able to say. They're not our rival, but we've never chirped in their ear. And she's been chirping, and we've not said anything back. But it was nice to see that happen. I did have a flashback watching the game and seeing Purdy get injured on the first series to when Tony Siragusa against the Raiders pancaked Rich Gannon. I don't know if you remember that because
I was there that night. Yeah, yeah. Well, you'll get to relive that one Sunday, right? That is going to be a big featured part of this Baltimore Bullies thing that's coming out on Sunday night. You know, usually Sunday, Luke used to go to most of the Super Bowls with me. Now, he did not go to L.A. last year. He did go to Miami back in 2020 and went to all the ones before that. And, you know, we used to, on Sunday night, just watch the lousy Pro Bowl and make fun of it. And, like, with Snoop Huntley as the starting quarterback, and Team Eli versus Team Peyton. You know, Peyton's a better quarterback at this point than Tyler Huntley still. He should be able to play. But nonetheless, this Sunday night is a little more special, right? I mean, the 2001 Ravens, special to all. Where were you in 2001? Sure. Did I even know you then?
No, I think it was before we probably were on each other's radar. Yeah, I'm pumped for that. I have to be honest with you, like, I know, you know, we've worked together and through working together become friends. And I don't know how to handle, honestly, the conversation with you, because like me, you love what you do for a living. And I know, having gotten to know you, how bittersweet it must be for you not to be able to do your job. And, you know, I think most people would avoid the topic, but look, we're friends and I don't really know how to handle talking to you about the next 2 weeks, because I know you're not going to be able to do what you do for a living and what you love doing. So how do we manage?
Well, you know, I'm not in it right. We're chatting on the front end of it. You may have to ask me next Thursday how I, you know, like literally, yeah. I've only missed one Super Bowl in all the time I've owned WNST. Even when my wife had cancer, you know, my wife was in and out of comas most of December of 2015, and in late January, early February 16, she got out of the hospital Christmas Eve, and I went to the Super Bowl in San Francisco. She was doing okay. Her sister came and took care of her, whatever. But like, it's not an optional thing for me. This is what I do for a living, right?
Yeah.
And I take it very, very seriously. And anybody, even those who hate me, who worked for me, know that when we put the band together and went to Super Bowls as a station, as a mm-hmm. group, when we had an ensemble here, the entire goal was to kick the ass of 105.7 every day, back to when it was 1300 and Anita Marks. So like there was a real competitive part of spiking the ball after kicking their ass all football season on breaking news stories, the WNST tech service back in the day, brought to you by Coons Ford Security Boulevard, of course, big appreciation to Dennis for that. But it's a competitive thing, right? Like, so it's not fun and games going to make it look like fun and games, but I sit there 12 hours a day for 28 years, 5 days a week, building relationships so that PR people who handle Hall of Famers bring them to me instead of somewhere else. So all of this work that you see, it's not that I stand there and say, I'm ESPN, bring me Joe Namath. I'm ESPN, bring me John Elway. Bring me Joe Montana. I worked for that shit. You know what I mean? For 30 years, I got on airplanes, got up early, paid our way, paid for everything, paid employees, handed per diems and cash to my employees, like put 5 and 6 hotel rooms together, morning radio live, ISDN lines with $2,000 bills from the phone company, you know, $20,000 and $30,000 worth of expenses to go to Miami and take our crew down there, New Orleans, and broadcast 12 hours a day live, which we did for well over a decade. So like there's a real investment in what I've done. And quite frankly, a lot of what you'll hear on the radio this week, there was a decade where I took other people. I employed other people to sit and talk to Lynn Swann or sit and talk to Eric Dickerson or sit and talk to Jack Youngblood or Jack Ham, all of which I have pictures, video, audio that I'll present this week. So the good news is, Mike, I would say this to you, and you and I have worked together for a little while, been friendly through work for a long while. And I don't know that you were glued to my radio row broadcast in New Orleans in 2002 when Nils Lofgren sat down, or the late, great Kevin Green sat next to me, or Julius Peppers, who was hoping to get drafted, sat down next to me. He's probably Hall of Fame. So, like, I have all of these interviews, and this is a chance maybe for you to hear for the first time the day that Bill Walton sat next to me in San Diego and talked about John Wooden for 25 minutes back in 1998, or the time that Jerome Bettis sat down with me when he was a Los Angeles Ram in 1996 at the Super Bowl, or Randall Cunningham before he came and played here. So I have all these archival things. Some of it I've never listened to. I don't remember sitting with Daryl Green, Hall of Famer Daryl Green of the mm-hmm. Washington, you can't say their names anymore, back in 97, but I did. I have a picture of it, and I found the audio tape. So I'm cutting all of this up, and some of it I'm presenting for the first time since it aired live.
So it sounds like you have a plan to supplement what you should be doing by being there to fill up your airwaves with classic, you know, the classics. That addresses what you're doing from a tactical standpoint. I will check in with you Thursday before the Super Bowl to check in how you're doing up here, you know, and emotionally and mentally, knowing that you're kind of not able to do what you should be or, you know, would like to be doing.
Can I tell you what's on the radio next week? Because this will be fun. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
I'm just going to shotgun it. I'm going to say these out loud. Are you ready? Because like, this is just what I have ready already. I'm trying to find two missing pieces. Are you ready for this? Sure. I have The Rock from 2004. It's not missing. I just haven't, like, completely identified it. He sat down with me in Houston, called me a jabroni. Mm-hmm. I think he offered to kick my ass too. I'm pretty sure.
Right.
So I got to find it. And he also sat down with me at Raw in Baltimore, kind of remembered me a little bit. I was wearing a Houston Oilers jersey because we were in Houston. So I'm going to find that one for you. That's not a part of it. And this is, it's weird how you do these things and something means something to you and you don't know why. Tico Torres, do you know who he is?
I do not.
He's the drummer from Bon Jovi.
Okay, yes.
Okay, so he was the drummer for a band called Frankie and the Sweethearts. They had a band, Frankie and the Knockouts, with a band, a song called Sweetheart, Who Loves You From the Start.
That was the first concert I ever went to.
Frankie and the Knockouts.
At Painter's Mill.
Well, Tico Torres played the drums that night.
They opened for Crack the Sky. I was like 14, 15 years old.
Who Loves You From the Start.
Oh, my God.
You like a star.
You
blew
my mind with that Frankie and the Knockouts.
Okay, so now you know why. And I talked to him about Frankie and the Knockouts, okay? I remember. So I have a picture of it. Ray Bachman recorded it. It's just on a tape, right? And can I give a free plug to Greg Landry from Towson Transfers, who's been my friend for a long, 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 long time? He does this kind of work, right? Like, if I found a bunch of tapes or videotapes, he can get them down into the format that you can use, a digital format. So I'm going to just go through, I think, 140 plus interviews that are ready to go. All right. You're going to hear these on the radio. I don't know that you're going to see every one of them on Baltimore Positive because I might not have time to get them all up, but I'd like to get them up. If anybody wants to intern next week and put WordPress together for me, hit me a note, ness@baltimorepositive.com. That's a good one. Okay. You ready?
Sure. Let's go.
Now you're going to count Hall of Famers in here. Football.
I don't know that I know if they're in the Hall of Famers, but I'm going to count how many people's brands I know, which should be most of them.
Okay. Hall of Famer. Ready? John Randall. Hall of Famer. Jerry Kramer. Kyle Turley. Doug Flutie. Daryl Moose Johnston. Dick Vermeil. Master P. Joe Pisarcik. Yanni. That Yanni, the Greek Yanni, singer Yanni. Cordell Stewart. Hall of Famer Andre Tippett. Hall of Famer Orlando Pace. Ryan Leaf. Paul Rogers of Bad Company. Hall of Famer Tony Boselli. Hall of Famer Rod Woodson. Hall of Famer Terry Bradshaw. Kenny Mayne. Hall of Famer Dan Marino. Doug Flutie, different piece, different year. He comes on every year. He's got relatives here. Flutie loves me. We're the same height. Chris Redman and Matt Stover, Bryant McKinney and Wally Williams, Ice Cube, yeah, Rock and Roll Hall of Famer, Ice Cube, Rod Carew, Baseball Hall of Famer, Rod Carew, who joined me with the mother of the boy who lost his life that Rod Carew has the heart of in Minnesota, unbelievable. Josh Jacobs, the running back for the Raiders, Rick Neuheisel, my friend, Hall of Famer, Warren Moon, Ron Jaworski, Hall of Famer Michael Haynes, Bart Scott, Nickelodeon star JoJo Siwa, Ovi Mahaley, Ryan Leaf, different conversation. He comes with us every year and talks about his addiction and his battle. Former Atlanta Falcons head coach and Super Bowl champion Mike Smith, Merrill Hodge, Santonio Holmes, who caught a game-winning Super Bowl pass, and Andrew Zimmern did a eating segment with me together a few years ago for Taste of the NFL. Ron Jaworski comes on every year, and this one he's talking about Lamar Jackson. Anquan Boldin, Wally Williams, and Donnie Brady. Donnie Brady, two original 1996 Ravens. Pete Koch, from the former Maryland Terp and actor in Hollywood. Olympic snowboarder, gold medalist Hannah Teeter. Hall of Famer John Hanna. Mike Westhoff, former Baltimore Colts special team head coach. Nickelodeon legend Mark Summers. Torrey Smith. Evander Holyfield and Deontay Wilder. Andrew Zimmern and Gary Vaynerchuk. You know who he is, right? Randy Cross. Hall of Famer Morton Anderson. Hall of Famer Jack Youngblood. Hall of Famer soon to be Ben Roethlisberger and Lee Steinberg together when Lee was pimping him as a first-round draft pick out of this small college. Adam Schefter and Red McCombs. Red McCombs was the owner of the Minnesota Vikings at the time. Former Rams quarterback Jim Everett. Hall of Famer Derek Brooks. Hall of Famer Anthony Munoz. Hall of Famer Marcus Allen. Soon to be Hall of Famer Matt Burke. Hall of Famer Deion Sanders. Baltimore's own Entertainment Tonight. Da 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 da. Kevin Frazier. Hall of Famer Dermonte Dawson, Hall of Famer Dick Butkus, Hall of Famer Eric Dickerson, Hall of Famer Hank Stram. We matriculated the ball. We matriculated it, Mike. Hall of Famer Jerome Bettis joined by Hall of Famer Brian Urlacher before they were Hall of Famers. They did a Campbell Soup thing with their mothers with me back in San Diego in 03. Hall of Famer Jerry Kramer before he was Hall of Famer. Hall of Famer Jim Kelly with Steve Tasker sitting on my nasty nationwide set at Super Bowl 35 in Tampa talking about the Ravens defense and Ray Lewis, young Ray Lewis. Hall of Famer Michael Irvin. Hall of Famer Chris Carter. Hall of Famer Michael Strahan. Hall of Famer Michael Haynes. Comedy Hall of Famer Frank Caliendo. Hall of Famer Orlando Pace. Hall of Famer Ron Mix. Hall of Famer John Ogden. Hall of Famer John Ogden. He comes every year and hangs out with us, tells old stories. Mike Ditka, Hall of Famer. Hall of Famer Rod Woodson. Hall of Famer Steve Sable in his last visit ever with me at the Super Bowl in Dallas. But there's several Steve Sables in here. Mike Francesa, who I'm sure is a radio Hall of Famer. Actor Danny Trejo. Hall of Famer George Young of City College in the Baltimore Baltimore City College, then the New York Giants general manager. He sat with me at length at Super Bowl in New Orleans in 1997. That has never been aired before. Mary Lou Retton, who's a Hall of Famer in my life. Mitch Albom, Scott Zolak, Chad Ocho Cinco Johnson, who was in the news with Shannon Sharp. Derek Mason, Boomer Esiason at the 2004 Super Bowl in Houston. Houston owner Bob McNair at the Super Bowl in Houston 2004. The late, great John Stedman at the 1998 Super Bowl, telling me all of his Super Bowl stories in San Diego. Brian Billick on the eve of Super Bowl 35, sitting in his hotel room at the Tampa West Shore about to win Super Bowl 35. Marvin Lewis at Super Bowl 35. Gary Stevens, Hall of Fame jockey. Hall of Famer Hines Ward, Pittsburgh Steeler Rocky Blyer, future Hall of Famer Justin Tucker, Hall of Famer Jerome Bettis, Archie Manning, Torrey Smith, Billy Cundiff sat with me in Arizona in 2015 for 30 minutes and talked about what it was like missing the field goal. Dante Stallworth, Bill Walton and Dan Shaughnessy, Ed Dixon, Super Bowl champion Ed Dixon, Josh Gad and Michael Chiklis, actors and comedians, sat with me. Brooklyn Decker from Sports Illustrated Model sat with us to talk Special Olympics. Baltimore's own Mike Freeman. Scott Farrell on the bench sat with us last year. Hollywood actors Joe Mantegna and Ronnie Marmo. John Sally. Justin Forsett. Jake Plummer. Icky Woods. Diamond Dallas Page. Ron Jaworski, Tim Brown, Mike Golic, Hall of Famer Dave Robinson, Jamal Lewis and Charlie Batch, Hall of Famer Eric Dickerson, Vinny Testaverde, Cynthia Freeland of NFL Network, Hall of Famer Charles Haley, Glenn Powell and Monica Barbaro, the actors from the movie Top Gun 2, such a huge hit. I did 20 minutes with them 3 years ago in Miami. Baltimore's very own Montel Williams. Yes, that Montel Williams. And The Rock. So there you have it, Mike Rosenfeld. That's the lineup for next week here at WNST.
Wow. I'm sitting here thinking, how can anyone argue you're not a sports journalist with that list of names? It's incredible.
Well, you can judge for yourself how many of them are professional and any good, but they'll all be on WNST. They'll be at it, Baltimore Positive. They'll be in the audio vault as well. So that's what I'm doing instead of going to the Super Bowl. But, you know, I guess the hardest thing is just missing out on relationships and the people you meet. And a lot of the guests and handlers, PR people, from a professional sense, it is a professional work convention. It's the epicenter of sports radio. It's a sports radio convention. It's a sports media convention every year.
Yeah, and like any industry's convention, in order to maintain your relevancy, you need to be at the convention.
Well, you try anyway. Yeah. You apply, and you can read for yourself what I wrote to them and what they've written me back. They blamed it on the Ravens. So I am not officially in Arizona this week. And you think I'm sunning myself, right? Like, how do you think this work gets done? Usually we get out of bed around 5:30 or 6 a.m. to get coffee. If you want to get a workout in, whatever. I'm usually on Radio Row by 7 or 7:15 because that's when the guests start coming. It's already 10:15 on the East Coast if you're on the West Coast, right? So you'd have to get there earlier in the morning. They bring by big guests at that point, cups of coffee. If you're there, you stand a chance to get a guest who may not be slotted if something falls through. A lot of times I see a handler with, hey, I can give you, you know, a hall of fame. You want Thurman Thomas? He'll sit down with you right now. We have 10 minutes. Can you do it right now? And I'm always, yes, 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 yes. I'm like Fred Flintstone. Right. And yes, 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 yes. That's how this works. And right. You sit there all day, usually deprived of food, energy, sunlight. I never come home with a tan because I work 60 hours a week in a convention room to make this happen. This is that is the work. Really, yeah, is.
I guess, you know, most of us just think of it as a, you know, it's a opportunity to go to a major sporting event and not work. But, you know, you have to realize that it's work. And you just explain how it gets done. So that was enlightening.
Enlightening. How are you, man? What's going on in the web world here? Now, this is on a web basis. And I talked to John Martin about this. This is the first Super Bowl. And you know, you've been known to like look at a gambling app or two, like some of your friends and whatnot. This is the first time you can get like exotic from your couch, right? Like you can order out, get crab cakes, do whatever you want to do, sit at home. But you can literally have a good time, have a Vegas experience on your couch, right? For the locals.
That is true. I am not, other than participating in a couple of pools, which just keeps me, and I do it with my son, interested. I have one of those apps just because my kids begged me to, so they could get the $200 credit when I signed up.
Did they burn it, or did they make any money with it?
I mean, they took their credit, and I don't know what they did with it, but they're much more on top of it. I mean, this in-game betting, and you can bet every play. I mean, it's insane.
As he scratches his head on, you know, yeah. For those listening out there,
it's over the top. It's over the top. And it's, you know, if you can afford it, it's great entertainment.
Life is like this, right? Like we all wonder why everybody's running around the 20s with the beads and making babies and war was over and all that. And they put booze out like prohibition. Right. And now it's like, I'm wearing my Drug City shirt. Can I plug that I'm going to be at Drug City on March 3rd doing the Maryland Crab Cake Tour presented by the Maryland Lottery in conjunction with our friends at Window Nation. Buy two, get two free, 24 months, still 24 months free financing, 866-90-NATION. But so like at Drug City, you used to have to go behind the curtain to get the special movies there. There was like, and then the internet happened for porn, right? Then like weed happened, right? Cannabis, excuse me, it's a plant, marijuana, whatever you're calling it this week, right? CBD, whatever you want to, right? THC, yeah. Right?
Yep.
And now gambling, right? Like, and now we have like AI. You showed me that 3 weeks ago, still blew my mind. Like, can it write my column for me? Can we work on this together?
Well, of course it could, but you don't want the robots to take your job away from you. But
how well will they do it? And can I be on a beach while they do it?
They can do it.
Let's talk about this.
They can do it. They can do it.
I've always wanted to clone me. I've always thought if there were a couple of me, we'd make it.
Yeah. Of course, you have to proof it to make sure it's right, but they're pretty spot on. Look, it's become a world of instant gratification. You talk about all these things, gambling used to either have to go to Vegas or Atlantic City or have a bookie and do it.
Yeah, and the bookie wasn't taking action play to play and exotic this and, you know, over under points parlay. We're not going to get exotic around here.
You'd have to wait the 2 to 3 hours for the game to be complete to know if you won or lost. Now it's in your hand and it can be played play by play. And it can be multiple things that you never were able to gamble on before.
I don't think about that when I'm in playing blackjack that I've made 800 bets tonight to win $38 or whatever, right? I was just looking to hang out, win, lose, high five, get some action, get ahead, get behind. I mean, that's part of the gig is sitting at the tables watching the chips go up and go down, right?
You know, one thing I don't understand about instant gratification is the almost instant. This is the percentage. This is the sports stat percentage of that receiver making that catch, and they do all the mathematics and the the artificial intelligence and the point in which the ball was. And that catch would had a 21% chance of being a reception. And I don't understand how they can factor in the human element, you know, of was there a flash bulb going off? Was there a this? Was there a that? Is that all factored in? You know, that stuff to me, someone's going to have to convince me how that's accurate. Or you're watching a live sports game and it's like the Maryland Terrapins basketball team with 3 minutes left has a 81% win chance, but they lose.
Oh, it's the same thing. Like when, you know, the Ravens are driving to beat the Bengals, if they complete a pass and they get within field goal range, all of a sudden they go to 88% to win or whatever. Yeah. Yeah, man. I played Strat-O-Matic with Tom Kapp and John Keller and Charlie Kilgore. We just blew on dice and we had cards. And it was good enough for me. I didn't need anything more than that at that point. You know, the Coleco, you know, play baseball or you'd have a little football thing. Like, that's what we had. We had that and we had CDs came out. And I got a CD player, right? I listened to music. And then cable happened. This is blowing my mind right now, right?
Even that. So if you were legitimately getting music, you know, you have to wait for the album to be released. Then you had to go to the store. If it was a popular one, sorry, we sold out. So you
now Taylor Swift opens the floodgates at 12:01. She's got videos for all this, right?
Exactly. And it's in your hand on your device and you're instantaneously listening to it. I mean, look, we've talked about this on multiple times during our segments, how in 1995, when I got into the internet business, how I didn't have the vision of the bad that comes with the good. And everything I describe would seem like, well, that's good, Mike. It's good that you can get music right at your fingertips. It's good that you can gamble on every play. It's good that you can do all these things. But
order fast food on an app right now and have cold French fries delivered here in 30 minutes, right?
Yeah. So, but the bad is it's cold French fries and that you don't move. You're sitting there and you're not moving. You're not getting out. So there's for every positive, there's a negative consequence. And I, if look, you use the word plug. If I could plug our last conversation, which I thought of a lot of the ones was really deep as far as technology goes, where we talked about.
I showed our piece to my wife, my son, and my daughter-in-law on this computer that I work on. I brought them in here and said, you need to see this poem in real time.
Yeah.
Get written while I read it as it's writing it, and it makes sense in the end.
Yeah, it's crazy. And I was telling someone recently, look, in the digital strategy business, you know, every year things evolve. Every 3 years, there's a pretty big shift. But every decade, there's a monstrous technology. And this is it. I told my son, he's 25 years old, I said, start thinking, he's entrepreneurial. I said, start thinking about how to leverage AI as a business person for a business, you know, to tie things onto it. I gave him a scenario I saw on a YouTube video of people who print t-shirts with kind of canned phrases. They have this website. They don't do anything but collect money. They basically have these these t-shirt designs. You add it to your cart, you hit submit. It immediately goes to Etsy, who prints it, packages, and ships them. You pay them a portion of what you sold it for. The money's in your account. And all you do is sit on a beach and collect money. I mean, entrepreneurs out there, hey, if you need help, if you need a digital strategist and you have a good idea, come find me.
Can I hire you? I need that beach strategy. Have we?
Come find me and I'll be your partner. I'll be your partner. But, you know, surrounding around this AI stuff is big. Now there's going to be the negative stuff that we can't even predict yet. That's going to come with it. And bad actors are going to take advantage of it, but you know, we'll see what happens.
All right. I should do a coffee segment with you brought to you by Royal Farms and stuff like that. And you and I should just chew the fat. So this has nothing to do with anything. It's just something I want to get on the radio as part of this segment because my wife and I were driving around and you talked about being sedentary, right? Mm-hmm. So this leads me to this topic. It's a good crab cake tour topic. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Sunday morning, my wife and I went out for a Sunday drive, literally to Harford County. Okay. So I'm going to plug a couple of businesses here, get free plugs away. Okay. This is what I did on Sunday. I had a hot tip on a meal at a place called Baco right in the parking lot where Conrad's is, with this orecchiette spinach Rob. It was Rob, and the Philadelphia Eagles were playing in the championship game. And I thought, Rob, Philadelphia, they do those Philly pretzels up there. Let's go, not to root on the Eagles, just because I like Philly pretzels and haven't had one. I haven't been to Philadelphia since Tommy Conwell, when you skipped out on me back in October and didn't go. Remember? You remember. I haven't had a Philly pretzel in 6 months, like a really legitimate one. So I'm like, we'll do a little thing on Sunday morning. We'll go get a bowl of pasta. We'll get home in time for the game. We went the back way across behind Weber's Cider Mill, up Cromwell Bridge Road. Here's a plug. I just plug Weber's. Delicious apple cider donuts. Past McFall's Iron Horse Tavern, where I once did a show with Joe Flacco and Hall of Famer Justin Tucker and Dennis Pitta back in the glory days 10 years ago. And we're driving up Cromwell Bridge Road up past the reservoir. And there was one eagle, bald eagle. Have you ever seen a bald eagle?
I have.
How many have you seen in your life?
I went to Alaska, saw a bunch, but I saw one in Maryland at Ocean City on a golf course.
In your life, you've seen one in Maryland in your life?
One.
In your 50 years in your life?
Yes.
Okay. One in your life?
In Maryland, yes.
One in your life. Okay. So I saw a bald eagle. In my life, I'm 54 years old. Let's talk about getting out a little bit, right? Mm-hmm. I saw bald eagles in Montana in 1994 when I went with Mike Marlowe, my former sports editor. He lived in Great Falls, Montana, and we went to see Pearl Jam out in Missoula. And I went to Great Falls, Helena, all out in that part of the world. I saw one or two bald eagles. I got up on a is it an American eagle? The brown ones? Is they called them?
No, they're young ones.
Golden eagle. Saw one of those really close 30 years ago. My wife and I went to Yellowstone to see Pearl Jam again in Missoula, this time outside, 5 years ago. And we saw one bald eagle outside of Jackson Hole. We turned the car around. My wife got her camera, ba-boom, ba-boom. One eagle on a pole right outside of town. Paul King, King Discount Liquors, he's a helicopter pilot, invited me, and my mom was still alive, on Mother's Day 10 years ago out of the airport up in Forest Hills. North Bel Air. We got up in the air over the Susquehanna, and there was a bald eagle flying, and it flew along our helicopter for miles. He followed it, literally, right? And then last summer on the Crab Cake Tour, Jen and I took a detour down to Blackwater, and we saw a juvenile and one in the field. Couldn't get near it, saw it, but not close enough like to get a good picture or anything like that. Sunday morning, I'm on a drive, and there's an eagle. Mike, there's two. There's three. There's juveniles. There's two flying. There's two more in the tree. Along the road, along the water, north of McFalls, up to where the split is, which can't be a mile and a quarter of land, of road. There were a dozen that we counted, more we couldn't count. Wow. We went up, got our lunch, free plug here for Philly and the original pretzel people, the Baco people. It was delicious. The service was great. Thank you very much, Kate. We came back that way to see if they were still there, and they were there. Get out, pictures, flying. They're right in front of McFalls. We parked in the little lot. There were six of them still there 2 hours later. Monday, my wife gets off of work. It's 5 o'clock. It's still light out. Let's go back. We went back. Good camera, big thing. Out in the woods. My wife's got stickers all over. She shot two of them in the tree, flying away. So Bald Eagles in Lock Raven. Go see them. So is that good? Did I do a good job for you?
No, that's huge.
If I could tell you today, right now, if you got in the car, came out, that I can almost guarantee you that you're going to see several Eagles. Today's the day.
The next time it's a blue sky, hopefully tomorrow. But no, I'm 55. It was last year I saw one, the only one I saw in Maryland. I was literally on a golf course.
I don't know what to say. It was the most majestic. I mean, it takes your breath away.
Oh, yeah. They're beautiful animals.
So get outside a little bit. Don't stick stuck in AI. Although, when I'm in Epcot soaring on Thursday at some point, I promise you I will have seen an eagle again. I'm sure I'm going to fly with eagles. So Mike Rosenfeld flies and soars with the eagles and stays away from the turkeys, although they have those at the Life Center on the other side as well. Gobble, gobble. You can find him at Web Connection. He's my chief digital officer. He makes things work around here on weeks when I'm not allowed to do the work that I've been doing for 28 years by the National Football League and the Baltimore Ravens, but we're going to present some great, great Radio Row and Super Bowl stuff. Mike, tell me what you do, because you are so helpful to me in getting together things I do. Like this week, my domains were up, right? So I had to redo my domains and go daddy this and go papa that and all that. But you keep me in order to make sure that when people come to the website, they're going to have a great experience.
Sure, sure. So Web Connection, we're outsourced chief digital officers. We help small and mid-sized businesses with their digital strategy leadership. Most small to mid-sized businesses wing it. They know they need a website. They may do social media. They haphazardly send out emails, but they really just don't know what they're doing. They don't know how to manage success. So they bring us out on a fractional basis. Our model is such that it's affordable for most small to mid-sized businesses. And we provide their vision, their leadership for what they should be doing, and oversee the plan. And it's a lot of fun. I love what I do. And I love getting those calls from my clients to say, can you believe I just got this deal, or this just came through the web, or whatever the case may be. So it's a lot of fun.
Well, I appreciate everything you do for us here. You can find Mike out on the front of BaltimorePositive.com. And of course, you can always find him at a Web Connection for all of these wise conversations that we try to have around here. We're going to be okay at the end of all of this, Mike. I have a little bit of faith, just like George Michael said. I am Nestor. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore, locked out of Radio Row, but not locked out of your dial at AM 1570. Stay with us at BaltimorePositive.com.